are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many people were kind of scratching their heads on this rabies case where a patient had died because of being infected with rabies, but the patient was never bit. Well, we find out that the patient had undergone, this was in Maryland, an organ transplant. And the organ transplant must have had rabies. This is according to the CDC and Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. The patient was one of four people who received an organ from a particular donor. The CDC said it tested tissue samples from the donor and the dead recipient in order to confirm the connection. Currently, the CDC is testing three other recipients who received organs from this donor, and as a precaution, they will receive the anti-rabies shots. That is crazy. Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said they began its investigation in early March. After the organ recipient died, they found that the person had no exposure to animals, which is usually how you could get rabies, raccoons, skunks, dogs, etc. But transmission through organ transplants, I don't think I've ever seen. I mean, it's possible, but I don't think I've ever seen a case. The patient apparently developed symptoms a year after the transplant. Now, usually rabies incubation is a lot quicker than that, you know, maybe a few months. But for the, I mean, a year, which is why, who would have thought? I mean, who would have thought? The CDC, according to Fox News, said the patient and the donor tested for the same type of rabies virus, which was actually linked to a raccoon. Only one other person in the U.S. has reportedly died from a raccoon-type rabies virus, but I think the raccoon had bit that other patient. The donor's organs had gone to four different people, one in Florida, one in Georgia, one in Illinois, and one in Maryland in 2011. While the donor had been living in Florida during his illness and his death, he had previously been a resident of North Carolina, where they believe that's when he was exposed to the rabies virus. The CDC is working with healthcare facilities in all five states to identify people who could have been in close contact with the initial donor or organ recipients. Sometimes if they touch the saliva, have exposure, a pretty good size exposure, they could possibly get rabies. Now, the CDC says usually all organs are screened and tested to make sure they don't have infectious disease. I don't know if they usually test for rabies. They test for HIV. They test for hepatitis. They do cultures. I don't know if rabies is in the mix. You would think it should be. They say there's usually 1 to 3 human rabies cases in the U.S. each year. It's usually, here it is, it's usually not tested in organ transplant donors because it is so rare, and it's difficult to confirm the results so quickly because the doctors need to transplant that organ very quickly. So what is rabies? Now, many of you remember the old Bugs Bunny films or the Warner Brothers cartoons where if a dog had rabies, I don't know if it was Warner Brothers. Anyway, the dog would have all this saliva and run around crazy. Rabies is a virus that affects the nervous system. And so you'll have a mental confusion and a delirium with rabies, which is why rabid dogs act kooky. Rabid animals act kooky. Also, your bats, coyotes, foxes, raccoons, skunks. Now, bats. Somebody got rabies about a year and a half ago from a bat. Got bit by a bat. I think they lived, though. But, you know, your pet farm animals, cows, ferrets, goats, horses, rabbits, your wild animals, woodchucks, foxes, coyotes, beavers, bats, monkeys, raccoons, skunks, they can. I don't think I've ever seen a human-to-human case, a person-to-person case of transmission, but the virus, the fact that it could be in somebody's organ and transmitted to somebody else's organ, to me it means it still could. You know, just most humans don't really bite each other. You would probably have to see a case of that. But what the symptoms of rabies are, whether you're human or an animal, is you could have very excessive salivation, you could have trouble swallowing, you could be confused, anxious, hallucinate, headache, fever, because again, it's affecting the nervous system. Then you start to have signs of paralysis, and then unfortunately, you could die. Now, there are rabies vaccines that we can give to people that work with wild animals, and then there actually is immunoglobulin. Now, the rabies immunoglobulin is what prevents the virus from infecting you. It usually is given part of it where the animal bit you, and then there are a series that you can get. Remember, we used to give them in the abdomen. I believe you could get them in the arm now. But, you know, it's still something, albeit rare, it's still something that can be out there, which is why we always tell our kids and we always tell each other, stay away from wild animals, because you just don't know. All right. And, you know, you can vaccinate your pets. Okay. Talk to your veterinarian. You want to make sure your pets aren't out there. Well, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so many homes back up to the desert. So it's very easy for coyotes, very easy for animals out there to get to your animals, bite them, they come, can bite you. Whenever you see a stray animal, you got to report it to local authorities. It doesn't mean they're going to kill them right away, okay? Just, you know, report it to local authorities because you just don't know. Remember, your pets, like your little kitty cats or your smaller dogs, can be victims, even your bigger dogs. Bats, a lot of times, some of you guys live in areas where bats like to come into your house. Remember, bats can carry rabies. It's interesting. Every medical board test I ever had would give us a question on which of the following animals carry rabies. And there was one that wouldn't, but I would always put the answer down for rabbit. I'd always put the answer down for dog. I'd put the answer down for raccoons, bears even. I forget which animal doesn't. It's a shame because I'm going to have to recertify in the next few years with my boards. But anyway, so, and I believe there's another rabies case is being talked about, but we'll definitely move on to the next subject. But that's rabies for you in a nutshell. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, they think they have a rapid HIV treatment that could actually functionally cure AIDS. I think they are so close to figuring out this sucker that we don't know what to do with ourselves. Plus your questions and calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Leave me alone. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Let's go to some of the phone calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Nope.
Yeah, hi. I'm a truck driver, and I need to renew my blood pressure medication. And I know that I have to go to a doctor, but I don't want to just go to any doctor. Is it possible, though, what do I need to do? Because what I found out was that I'm on lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide and triamcinolone / hydrochlorothiazide. I'm currently out of my lisinopril, and I'm just on the triamcinolone. Well, what I notice is that now, after a week, my knee's not hurting from not taking the lisinopril. But I can take double dose on the triamcinolone, hydrochlorothiazide, and I definitely am using the bathroom a lot, the same as I was before, because it does make you go a lot. And I don't have the knee problem. So I'm wondering if I need to change the lisinopril when that is a very popular drug.
Okay, huh. I'm trying to think. I wish you were live because I got a few questions for you. The triamterene hydrochlorothiazide plus lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide, to me, makes me think you're taking too much of the water pill. But you said stopping the lisinopril, your knee pain went away. Now, you can have some arthritis symptoms with the ACE inhibitors, but I would think that all the diuretics that you're on would be causing more of the pain. You see, what I'm thinking, so basically your triamterene hydrochlorothiazide is two medicines, two diuretics. One that's supposed to help spare your potassium so you don't lose potassium. The diuretic causes you to lose potassium. Basically how these medicines work is they cause you to lose some fluid. You urinate more, and so with less fluid, your blood pressure goes down. And we've talked about the different types of blood pressure medicine. FDR was on a diuretic when he was being treated for blood pressure, because that's really what they had. They just tried to dehydrate you, and that would lower blood pressure. So I'm kind of confused why they would double do you having lisinopril stop giggling, where they would have the lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide plus the triamterene hydrochlorothiazide. That's two hydrochlorothiazides that they're giving you. It just seems a little odd. Now, sometimes, oh, by the way, it's a good subject to bring up. Many of you get one medicine from one doctor, another medicine from another provider, and you end up double doing. I call it double doing, you know, or double dipping, I don't want to use the word overdosing, because I doubt you're overdosed on it. So, you know, sometimes you need to remind the doctor, look, I'm already taking a water pill. Why are you giving me extra water pill? Unless they really want you on a higher dose. Now, that hydrochlorothiazide could come 12.5, 25, 50. We really don't see much between the 25 and 50, you know, except maybe more loss of potassium. So if you're if you're getting 25 milligrams in your lisinopril dose plus your triamterene dose, you're kind of already, to me, maxed on it. Okay, but that's not your question. Your question is, you're a truck driver, and God bless my truck drivers out there. I love you guys. And you don't have a doctor, you don't have a regular doctor, and you need to get a refill, but one of your medicines runs out and your knee pain goes away. That's interesting. That's interesting, because lisinopril, you know, shouldn't cause, in and of itself, arthritis per se. I usually hear of people aching because of the water pill. Keep in mind, you lose potassium, that causes muscle aches, body aches. So whenever I have somebody go, you know, my muscles ache, first thing I look at is to see if they're on a water pill. So I find that very interesting that you're taking the water pill, doesn't bother you, but the lisinopril does. But that's easy to figure out. Have a doctor put you back on the lisinopril and see if the muscle ache comes. But remember, you're not taking lisinopril in and of itself. You're taking lisinopril with the water pill attached. So maybe the reason why you're aching is it's just too damn much water pill and not the lisinopril. That's the problem with some of these combo pills. You get a side effect and we don't know what the hell is, you know, which one is doing it. Okay, I know most doctors don't say it. They're like, well, we need to evaluate and deduce what's going on with your medication. I don't care. I don't talk like that. I want to figure out what the hell's going on. So if your second blood pressure medicine that just ends up also having a water pill, you stop that and the leg pain goes away. To me, you know, I still like to blame the water pill. I always do. I have a big problem with these diuretics. They're great as an adjunct, but I too many times have to take people off of it because they're losing potassium or they're getting their body aches. So very easy. Have somebody give you lisinopril in and of itself, separate without the water pill. Add it to, if your blood pressure is still high, add it and see if the knee pain comes back. Now, keep in mind, knee pain does come and go. Okay, it could be gout, it could be arthritis, it could be, you know, meniscal tear. There's a variety of things that could be causing knee pain. You're a truck driver. You have to sit for long periods of time. If I had to sit for long periods of time and then get up, my knees would ache. In fact, they do. One of the reasons why I love having this exercise ball in my studio is because I keep my knees moving. When I get up from the exercise ball, my knees aren't stiff. Yet if I sit for any time, by, you know, on a chair or on a sofa and I get up, my knees are stiff. So, you know, there's a variety of things that could be, you know, doing this to your knees. Now, here's my problem with this. If you're on a blood pressure medicine, and this could be for any of you all, all right, and you're not seeing the doctor and you decide to double up on it, again, you don't know what it could do to your kidneys. You don't know what it could do to your potassium. Now, many of you out there, especially my truckers, you aren't in a city long enough to make an appointment for a doctor and then go and see the doctor. Okay? So, you know, let's say your base is Las Vegas, Nevada, and you get 2 days off, and that's the weekend, and then you're driving up and down the Southwest. Well, how the hell do you go and see a doctor? In that case, I'm a huge fan of the urgent cares and the quick cares. I am. I know a lot of doctors think they compete with them and they compete for business. And I guess they do, but I'm more worried about my patients getting the care they need. You know, if I don't get all the sore throats and I don't get to sew up everybody, you know, in the city, I'm really okay with that. I'm busy enough. Thank God, knock on wood. But, I love the idea that you could go and see a doctor on the weekend. I think that is really, really cool. So then my suggestion would be if you need a blood pressure refill to go, you go to quick care. Now, that's not the most comprehensive care, mind you. When I worked quick care, I loved working quick care because I did ER for a while. And I love the idea of fixing the problem, getting you on your way, and just moving to the next patient. I love that idea. Even though I did kind of miss the follow-up, I get that in my family practice office. So, it was fun to just sew you up and get you on your way. But the problem with that is if you do go to a quick care, how do you know what your potassium level is? You'd have to ask them to draw your blood and then have somebody call you a few days later. They may not do that. They're a quicker. They may just give you a refill and go and see a doctor. So the next question is, what the hell do you guys do if you aren't in a town long enough to see a doctor? Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. You know, especially my truckers who may not know what their route, where they're going to be. And I understand in between shifts, when you guys get to sleep, it's usually no more than, I think, what, a 13-hour break? I don't know. I don't know the rules. I forget. And so how do you go, okay, well, I'm going to be in Los Angeles 3 days from now. I'm going to make an appointment with the doctor. That's tough. And I think one of the things that's attributing to a lot of our truckers' health or our frequent travelers' health is they just aren't in town long enough to be able to set up with the doctor. And then imagine if your doctor cancels the appointment, you're screwed. So unfortunately, you're going to have to rely on the urgent care system, the quick care system, until you can get what you need. But mind you, I want blood work done. You're going to have to get some blood work. Now, there are some doctors open on the weekends. They could see you, order the blood work, do the physical, whatever you need. Try to find them out there. Okay? My office in Vegas, that's one of the reasons why we're open on Saturdays. It's not to make extra money. I mean, it helps because, you know, Lord knows the power bills are high out here. But still, it's because so many of my people work throughout the week. There are doctors that are open on Saturday. So you'll just have to have somebody call around for you and figure it out. But be very careful about this whole doubling up. I know many of you double up on your birth control. Some of you double up on your Viagra. I know. I see you all. Some of you just randomly double up on your blood pressure medicine. For some of these medicines, yes, you could do that. You could just pop an extra pill, but for some of you, you can't. And I really want you to be careful. Now, some of you are like, oh, come on, Dr. Dahlia. You don't need a medical degree to manage your blood pressure, for crying out loud. I know what my blood pressure does. Let me pop the extra pill. Okay, yeah, remember, medicine is a rocket scientist. A lot of people can figure things out on their own. One of the best doctors, best medical providers I've ever known was my mom. My mom knew what was wrong with me before I even had symptoms. To me, she knew more than my doctor. I mean, you know, sometimes you are that intuitive. But realize, an ACE inhibitor takes a few days to kick in. A calcium channel blocker takes a while to kick in. Your beta blocker works kind of quickly. So, you know, doubling up on a diuretic that makes you urinate, it's not going to help you if you're having spikes in your blood pressure. And I get a little nervous when somebody goes, yeah, Dahlia, my blood pressure spiked up to 180 over 100 at home, so I just took an extra water pill. You can't pee enough to get that blood pressure down. So those are just some things I want you to be careful of. But always get a blood pressure cuff. Check your blood pressure cuff with your doctor's office so you know it's accurate. And check your blood pressure. I love it when you guys watch yourselves. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, one of you on break asked, what about medications that can cause gout? Okay, so we were just talking. There was one of our truck driver listeners had asked about his blood pressure medication. He doesn't have a regular doctor, so he's doubling up on the diuretic. When he ran out of one of his other medicines, the lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide, he noticed his knee pain went away. So he thinks that medicine could be causing his knee pain. You know, so I don't have a list of medicines that can cause pain. That would be a good topic. I don't think there's one out there. If you look at the PI, the prescribing information of drugs, all of them will probably say can cause some sort of pain. You know, the big ones that we think of are your statin medications, your cholesterol medications could cause muscle aches. We talked about why. These statin medications help decrease cholesterol production, not only in the liver, but in the muscle, actually more so in the muscle. Your muscle is your number one organ group that actually makes cholesterol, even more so than the liver. So that's why many of you can ache. you know, from the statin medication. So if any of you have arthritis or muscle pain, etc., I sometimes think of the statin medications. And, of course, the water pills, the diuretics that we talked about. You lose your potassium, you can mess with your salts, can cause pain. But you brought up a good point. Diuretics or water pills can also put you more at risk of gout, okay? And so we get a little nervous when somebody's on LASIK, hydrochlorothiazide, etc., because if you're using this for hypertension and it helps eliminate excess fluids in the body, you're having less fluid could actually cause a little bit of a higher concentration of uric acid. And if you're, you know, sometimes your uric acid will not leave your body as well, you know, because of the diuretics. And so sometimes we worry that the diuretics can cause an increase in your gout attacks. Now, salicylate. Salicylate is an aspirin. And we found that this could also trigger gout. It's very interesting. My grandfather, I remember in the 70s, had horrible gouty arthritis. Now, at the time, there was aspirin that he could take and Bufferin. Now, he ended up going to the congestive heart failure because he would take so much aspirin. He also ended up having a GI bleed because of the aspirin. But little did he know, he was taking the aspirin for the gout attacks. Aspirin could increase gout because it could interfere with your kidney's ability to eliminate the uric acid. Now, we talked about gout a lot in the first hour because one of you had woken up with a painful toe after drinking. And, you know, having some steak and, you know, whatnot. I think you were celebrating St. Patrick's Day early. And congratulations for all of us celebrating St. Patrick's Day. That's always a fun one. Yeehaw. Okay, I don't think you say yeehaw during St. Patrick's Day. But either way, happy St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, so anyway, he said he woke up with a toe that was red. Did he crack it when he was drunk or is it gout? We like to x-ray the toe. As long as it isn't broken, we assume it's gout until proven otherwise, give you anti-inflammatories, etc. So, you know, many of you decades ago would take salicylate for your gouty attacks because you were in pain. You'd reach for the aspirin. And unfortunately, that would actually trigger more gout attacks. Cyclosporin, sometimes you guys are using cyclosporin for organ transplants. These could suppress the body's immune system, could trigger gout. Many of you are also on levodopa. Levodopa causes gout. We use levodopa for Parkinson's and some other degenerative diseases for the nerves, etc., and that could also cause gout. Now, we found that medications like Lotrel could possibly increase gout. Now, Lotrel is a calcium channel blocker, Norvasc, amlodipine, as well as an ACE inhibitor, benazepril. Lotrel is one of my favorite medicines to prescribe for blood pressure because sometimes you guys just need that combination, and it's a damn good combination. But side effects of Lotrel is you could get a cough because of the ACE inhibitor. You could get some leg swelling because of the Norvasc, amlodipine, the calcium channel blocker, relaxes blood vessels, so you could have some swelling in the legs. I've never had a patient on Lotrel have increased gout attacks, but it makes you wonder. There's no water pill in it, so you wonder. So, you know, in terms of medications causing you to have pain, what we did is we just kind of narrowed it down to the medicines that can cause gout. In terms of muscle pain, we already talked about the statins, the cholesterol medication. We also talked about the water pills, the diuretics. Now, some of you will tell me that you will get a headache or worsening migraines after you take a Lortab, Percocet, for back pain, etc. That's true. Some of your pain pills will cause more pain. When you withdraw, I don't want to use the word withdraw, but when the medicine starts to wear off, you will have rebound pain. I had a surgery, and that was when I had my hernia surgery. I had a umbilical hernia. Y'all remember that over the summer. Don't make me go into it again, please. But anyway, the doctor gave me a pain pill, and he gave me I think just a pain pill and maybe some anti-inflammatories I could take. Well, I didn't want to take the pain pill because I knew if I took it, I would then later wake up with a headache. And so I never took the pain pills. No, you guys can't have any. But still, I'm very fearful of the narcotics because I will get a rebound headache. And I suffer from migraines, and they suck. So a lot of times people will say, no, don't give me a narcotic because it will worsen my pain. That's because after it wears off and your opiate receptors open up, you seem to notice more of the pain. Now, one of you had about a week ago asked me about heartburn. You said some of your medications are increasing your heartburn. That's true. That's true. And we're not talking just your ibuprofen and your naproxen, your anti-inflammatories. We know that can irritate the lining of the stomach. We know the Fosamax, your bone density medications, can cause issues with your stomach lining. We know that. We're talking about like antibiotics. We're talking about sleeping pills, antidepressants, blood pressure medicines. I mean, these are things that could also worsen your heartburn. So let's look at your calcium channel blockers and your beta blockers. These could relax your lower esophageal sphincter. Now, the lower esophageal sphincter basically, stop the giggles, that connects your esophagus to the stomach. And so when it relaxes, stomach acid can then splash up into the esophagus. So many of you go, well, you know what, Dr. Dahlia, my doctor said I need to be on this medication for my blood pressure. I have to do it and live with the heartburn. No, maybe there's another medication that you could take. Okay, my worry about the heartburn is when the acid goes up into the esophagus, it could change the lining of the esophagus and then cause you to have Barrett's esophagus, and Barrett's esophagus can later lead to esophageal cancer. So no, there's plenty of blood pressure medicines out there. I'm sure we could figure something else out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A couple of you notice that your Valium gives you heartburn. Why the hell would Valium, a sedative, do that? Because unfortunately, again, it relaxes your esophageal sphincter. So, you know, many times you'll take your Valium and then you'll lie down. If any of you do need to take, you know, let's say a medication and that seems to worsen your heartburn, my suggestion is make sure that bed is elevated. Put a few books on each side. Make sure it's symmetrical. Make sure it's not lopsided. Get that bed at a degree. Make sure you're not eating a heavy meal before you go to bed. My GI doctor also told me to avoid water right before you go to bed because sometimes the water will also increase that. Try to avoid alcohol. We've talked about foods that cause heartburn issues, but these are things you need to think about when you know you take a medication and it causes reflux. Now, tricyclic antidepressants like your amitriptyline, your imipramine, these are older type of antidepressants, but sometimes we still use Elavil or the amitriptyline for people to sleep or for headaches or for other issues. Those could also cause GI side effects. Again, it could probably decrease stomach emptying. You end up having more acid. Now, antibiotics. Some antibiotics can cause arthritis pain, like your Macrobid, your Macrodentin. So some of you that take that for a bladder infection may notice increased heartburn or increased arthritis. But for heartburn, I've noticed the tetracyclines can do it. And many of you guys have been given tetracycline for skin. I don't seem to see it as often used, but it used to be used a lot for people with acne, and that can also cause reflux. There is supposedly enteric-coated antibiotics that you could take if you do have reflux, so that's something to think about. Your iron supplements could also do it, and your potassium supplements. Many of you take potassium because you're on a diuretic that causes you to lose your potassium, so you're taking K-Dur, Chlorcon, right, potassium chloride, and then you end up getting acid reflux. Talk to your doctor about an enteric coated for that. Whew, well, that was a good segment. All right, don't go away. We've got a lot more news. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are also live not only Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern, but we are also live on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern. If you aren't by a radio that plays the Dr. Dahlia Show in your town, call your news talk station, tell them to get their acts together, and put the Dr. Dahlia Show on your station. But you can also listen on your iPhone and your Android apps. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want, but we are live, and that's when I can answer your questions live. Of course, we take your emails, answer your questions by email, answer your questions on our answer line, and we will play it at the next live show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So looks like we're kind of moving forward with HIV. They think that if they could treat people with HIV very quickly after they become infected, I mean, we're talking really heads-on quick, right, that they could achieve a quote-unquote functional cure in a small portion of the patients diagnosed early. Apparently, scientists in France followed 14, only 14, but 14 patients who were treated very swiftly with HIV drugs, but then stopped treatment, okay? And then they found that even if they stopped treatment and were off therapy for more than 7 years, still no signs of the virus rebounding. Now, I know some of you guys are like, well, no, duh, if you knock it early. I don't know, though. Okay, I mean, for years, I think they have been trying to knock out the AIDS virus early, and they have had difficulty. Okay, I mean, we've had people that were exposed, had a viral count, but what happened earlier this month was that baby girl in Mississippi had been quote-unquote effectively cured of HIV. This is the first case to hit the newsstands, and it's because the doctor initiated therapy as soon as that baby was born, triple therapy. Baby got lost to follow up after about a year or two, comes back 6 to 9 months later, still no sign of HIV. So now, you know, researchers are going, so wait a second, if we try to knock this HIV out of the ballpark early on, what can we do? Now, remember, HIV was discovered about 30 years ago. It was in the 80s. Christine Rizzo, a professor at Necker Hospital and University Paris Descartes, was actually a member of the initial team who identified HIV 30 years ago, says that the new results showed the number of infected cells circulating in the blood of these patients kept falling, even without treatment for many years, if these people were treated early. Now, my guess is it's the viral reservoirs that we talked about. And I talked about this on the Andy, was it the Andy Dean show or was it Doug McIntyre in the morning? I think it was Doug McIntyre in the morning, where the virus, once it starts to infect, will find little reservoirs where it can hide out. And these reservoirs can later release the virus, and then you see the infection again. If you can nail these reservoirs before they even happen, to me, that's probably where the root of this control is. Now, they think all they've been able to do is shrink these viral reservoirs, and I don't think you could actually see them. So, I mean, again, we're all guessing and deducing here. But, you know, they say that if you could shrink the viral reservoirs, not allow virus to come out, you have a functional cure. So a functional cure means you have the virus, but it's reduced to such low levels that it doesn't do anything to you. And it's kept at bay without continuing treatment. The virus could still be detectable, but it's not doing anything to you. So you're technically fine. See? As they say 34 million people have HIV across the world, and many times they have to take these anti-HIV or the anti-AIDS drugs and the antiretrovirals, or the retrovirals, I should say, their whole life. If we could come up with a protocol where they get a finite amount of treatment and that does it, I mean, you're going to be saving money, you're going to be saving side effects. It's incredible. So I really dig how close they are with this, and we'll see where it goes. Of course, HIV is one of the smartest viruses out there, and I'm very, very nervous about its ability to mutate. I've told you guys this, two different classes I was in, one in college, a virology course, and then another in medical school, our infectious disease course. I asked at two different times, two different professors, could HIV ever mutate to airborne? And both of them, without hesitation, said, hell yeah. Now, keep in mind, that was about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, okay? And it hasn't yet. But the HIV virus is a very smart virus, okay? We talked about why it's a smart virus, unlike a cold, which is kind of a stupid virus. Colds will affect something in the respiratory tree, cause you to have symptoms that could blow it out, okay? It doesn't have a lot of longevity. You know you're sick pretty quickly on. And is usually self-limiting, and you're able to fight it or blow the virus out, sneezing, coughing, etc. Not a very smart virus. your herpes virus, hepatitis B virus, hepatitis C, a little smarter. They decide to camp out. I mean, you know you got it, but you can try to treat it, and then it could just kind of hide out for some time, come back when it wants to, or never come back. It's a smarter virus, but nothing like the HIV virus. That HIV virus is so crafty that most people don't know they have it when they have it. Unlike herpes, you get an infection, hepatitis, you may get nausea, vomiting, etc. You know, HIV, maybe you'll get a little diarrhea, but for the most part, people don't realize they have it. And it doesn't affect the nose or the lungs. It affects the one cell in the body that could fight it, the T lymphocytes. And it goes after that and actually plays with the DNA, RNA and DNA in order to make these cells replicate it. This sucker is brilliant. And a lot of times you have no idea your host has it. And how do you get HIV? From something fun like sex. Or you could get it from blood transfusions, etc. So if somebody's walking around sneezing, you may avoid them. HIV, you have no idea. And so this virus is a very, very crafty sucker. And so, I mean, if they could, you know, already start moving towards figuring out how to do these quote-unquote functional cures, I'm ecstatic. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another story we're excited about is they say black Americans who take vitamin D supplements were found to lower their blood pressure just by popping vitamin D. Vitamin D, right? I mean, that's incredible. Now, remember, blacks in the United States seem to have more issues with blood pressure. We notice as a whole more difficulty controlling it. And blacks are usually behind the eight ball when it comes to stroke, heart disease, etc. So if there's something we could do in addition to what we're doing, I'm all for it. Apparently, they say compared to with other races, blacks in the United States are more likely to have vitamin D deficiency and more likely to have high blood pressure, according to Dr. John Foreman from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Among the black study participants, 3 months of supplemental vitamin D was associated with a drop by at least 4 points and the systolic blood pressure. So that's like from 140 to 136 or from 160 to 156. I mean, it's still significant. Not a heck of a lot. That doesn't mean you could just pop vitamin D instead of taking your blood pressure medicine. But sometimes we just need those extra few points because for every few points that the blood pressure is higher, you're at risk for heart disease, stroke, etc. So, you know, I also recommend usually for most people to take about, you know, maybe 800 units of vitamin D a day. If you're low on vitamin D, we crank it up to about 2,000 to 3,000 units. Some of your doctors have you on 50,000 units once a week. Okay. We really haven't seen many side effects. We know people with too much vitamin D could have kidney issues. But for people who are low, we're really supplementing them because we aren't telling them to go out into the sun. Do we need sun? Probably. Probably need sun, but everyone's so afraid of melanoma, and I don't blame them that we don't tell you to. But they found that researchers found that those taking 1,000 units of the vitamin D start to notice their systolic blood pressure drop by 0.7. At the 2,000 vitamin D supplement mark, they dropped about 3.4. People taking 4,000 units of vitamin D, systolic blood pressure dropped by 4 points. Again, not a hell of a lot, but enough for those of us that just need to shave off those extra points. The other thing I'm excited about is we need to realize that different ethnicities have different bodies, different body types. And we need to not just treat every single person, Asian, Hispanic, white, black, with the same pills. We need to sometimes modify because we all have different makeups, women, men, etc. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Another hour coming up, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.